There was a short silence, to which I contributed. I didn't have any doubt at all that he could whip me. I was convinced. I heard a voice far down the line, the tall end.
"I reckon I can, sir."
Zim looked unhappy.
"Good! Step out here where I can see you."
The recruit did so, and he was impressive, at least 3 inches taller than Sergeant Zim and broader across the shoulders.
"What's your name, soldier?"
"Breckenridge, sir, and I weigh 210 pounds, and there ain't any of it slack-bellied."
"Any particular way you'd like to fight?"
"Sir, you just pick your own method of dying. I'm not fussy."
"Okay, no rules. Start whenever you like."
Zim tossed his baton aside. It started, and it was over. The big recruit was sitting on the ground, holding his left wrist in his right hand. He didn't say anything. Zim bent over him.
"Broken?"
"Reckon it might be, sir."
"I'm sorry. You hurried me a little. Do you know where the dispensary is? Never mind. Jones, take Breckenridge over to the dispensary."
As they left, Zim slapped him on the right shoulder and said quietly,
"Let's try it again in a month or so. I'll show you what happened."
I think it was meant to be a private remark, but they were standing about 6 feet in front of where I was slowly freezing solid. Zim stepped back and called out,
"Okay, we've got one man in this company, at least. I feel better. Do we have another one? Do we have two more? Any two of you scrofulous toads think you can stand up to me?"
He looked back and forth along our ranks.
"Chicken-livered, spineless, uh-oh, yes, step out."
Two men who had been side by side in ranks stepped out together. I suppose they had arranged it in whispers right there, but they also were far down the tall end, so I didn't hear. Zim smiled at them.
"Names for your next of kin, please."
"Heinrich."
"Heinrich what?"
"Heinrich, sir, bitte."
He spoke rapidly to the other recruit and added politely,
"He doesn't speak much standard English yet, sir." "Meyer, mein Herr," the second man supplied.
"That's okay. Lots of them don't speak much of it when they get here. I didn't myself. Tell Meyer not to worry, he'll pick it up. But he understands what we are going to do?"
"Jawohl,"
agreed Meyer.